Freak. I don't know why niggas keep testing me, but they gotta realize that when you test me, that shit don't do nothing but make me stronger. Peace and blessings. Welcome to Papitoville. I'm the host, Papito. That's Mark. Want to jump right into this motherfucker. Today is 5th of October. Goddamn, we almost do, y'all. We almost do. October 5th, 2021. I'm still dealing with bitch ass niggas, but it's cool though, cause every time a nigga reveal himself to be a bitch ass nigga, excommunicado. So you're probably wondering what happened, right? Doesn't matter what happened. I'll tell you what happened, but I'ma start it off by saying this. Don't play with me, yo. I'm not that nigga to play with. Am I the super gangster maxed out, did 100 years ass nigga? No, that ain't me. I'm a family man. But one thing is a man, another man ain't gonna fucking play with me, bro. And I stand on that shit. Do whatever. Whether it's family, somebody I respect, disrespect, big, small, I don't give a fuck. I'ma stand on that shit. So, one thing men gotta do, it's cool to be, you know, sociable. It's cool to have jokes and shit. It's cool to share a laugh with your homies. One thing that we ain't gonna do, we ain't gonna play that little boy touchy feely shit, man. I ain't one of them niggas that, you know, some niggas got their homies that, you know, y'all can play with each other. I don't understand that shit, but yeah, y'all play with each other, y'all touch each other. I mean, teach his own. I'm a motherfucking man. Don't put your hands on me in any type of way, friendly. I'm friendly. I don't even like motherfuckers putting their hand on my shoulder type of shit. Don't touch me type of shit. Your energy off. I'm fucking around and rush y'all niggas. On some game shit. But yeah, it's just a lot of... I be saying niggas do bitch ass shit, man. They be getting around females and they be wanting to get hee-hee-ha-ha type of niggas and shit. And then when somebody approach them, it's, oh, what's all that energy for? Because you's a bitch. Stop acting like a low-ass fucking boy because pussy around. Pussy come around, niggas want to turn into low-ass boys and shit. Turning to third graders, and then when you approach them niggas like y'all grown men, like y'all in y'all fucking 30s, you see bitch come out. And the reason I started the podcast, why I started it, I want you to know I ain't feeling aggressive. You know, I just talk this way. But because I be noticing every time I gotta check a nigga, I got a problem with a nigga, another nigga decided to jump in it. That let me know either one, y'all niggas is pussies or y'all niggas really scared of me. Cause I don't never, it's never a one-on-one with me. There's always niggas trying to do shit sneaky in the background and shit. Niggas don't never want to face me head up, man. I'm tired of these, yo. I'm getting tired of these bitch ass niggas in the city. And not tired, like in the sense like, oh, I'ma shoot up the block. Or I'ma do something to hurt somebody. No, man. I'm just getting away from you bitch ass niggas and anybody that's around bitch ass people, honestly. Cause I noticed that shit, yo. Whenever I got a problem, I don't know, I ain't that tall of a nigga. Niggas I beef, you know, beef with, they be my size or bigger and shit. And I ain't saying, listen, if you over 30, you shouldn't be even had beef with niggas. That's why I say I excommunicado to niggas. Like, I don't need to fuck with niggas that got that fake ass, weird ass, little boy ass energy and shit, man. It's better to walk away than knock a nigga the fuck out and be locked away. But with that being said, I don't play that shit. I'm out last night, right? I'm out with some friends, we drinking. A couple young ladies, a couple of my homies and shit. Little small crowd, we all packed in the car. I got one of my homies and shit. So-called homie, this nigga wanna turn into a fucking 7-year-old. He wanna be playing in the young lady ear. He wanna be playing in grown-ass men ear. Like, I don't mean playing like talking. I mean like putting your hands in somebody's ear. Like, nigga, that's how you get bitches, like, oh, excuse my name, that's how you get women. You gotta dig in their ear so they can think you funny or cool. Like, that's the cool part. So I'm peeping what's going on in my back seat. We riding in my car. I'm peeping the activity that's going on in my back seat. Niggas back there act like low ass boys and shit. So I'm getting annoyed. Like, damn, that's what we doing. Like, we low ass boys. I'm hanging around some low ass fucking boys with some low boy mentalities. Cool. Nigga digging my ear. Nah, man, pull this motherfucker over. So I checked the nigga, yo. Hand me your fucking beer. I was gonna throw that shit out the car. You had too much to drink. Either you get the fuck out the car or your beer get the fuck out the car. But you obviously you intoxicated and you don't know how to handle yourself as a man or don't know how to handle yourself as a drinker. So we get out the car, we had some words, and I'm telling niggas like, man, if you want to hand over your shit or you fucking walk, but you ain't getting back in my car with this fucking type of attitude. And if it's smoke, my motherfucker is fired. That's how I carry that shit. I don't give. Listen, it be 1,000 niggas outside. If it's smoke, it's fire. Fuck it. Y'all going to fuck me up type of nigga. I am. I don't care. But we not playing that bitch ass shit. So he wanted to act tough and shit. Oh, I ain't giving over my beer, man. I just was playing. All right, my nigga, walk your fucking ass home. I ain't playing with you. Even that, we can rumble on the street. His cousin decided to hop out the back of my car, called himself trying to break it up. That's what he said. So when he hopped out the back seat, I notice when niggas is moving and shit. He hopped out the back seat. Nah, where the fuck you going? Mind your business between 2 minutes. So I closed the door. Oh, you closed the door on my foot, this and that. Now, mind you, this is cousin that I've got problems with. So I know how niggas move. We might be homies, but you're going to protect your cousin at the end of the day. And rightfully so, but fuck you too then, nigga. Because your cousin acting like a little boy. If you ain't going to check him, I'm going to check both of y'all niggas. And if it's smoke, then it's fire. I don't give a fuck how long I done known y'all niggas, how cool we done been, who slept at who house, who done gave somewhere to niggas somewhere to stay, how many times I done fed you niggas. No, if them niggas is acting like bitches, I'ma call it what it is. I'ma get away from you niggas or we gonna rumble. That's it. And that's how I'm carrying it. Like, I ain't no gangster, y'all. Y'all know that. I'm a nice, sweet gentleman and shit. But you niggas ain't gonna play disrespectful and then play pussy and not. Somebody gonna get fucked, man. Like, y'all not gonna play with me. I'm not that nigga, bro. I'm not that nigga that you gonna play with. So either we gonna rumble or you niggas gonna put some respect on my shit. You not gonna be in my fucking car playing like little boys. And when I check you about it, niggas wanna hop out the car like they wanna do something. Or either we gonna do something or you niggas gonna walk the fuck away like y'all did. Cause mind you, it was only me out there. There wasn't no other men out there besides me and these two niggas. And I definitely wasn't backing down from no smoke. Nigga gonna tell me, come on, bro, you yelling in my face. Well, back the fuck up from me. Cause first of all, I was talking to your motherfucking cousin. And if you really feel that passionate, swing then, nigga. Swing. Or mind your fucking business. Cause your cousin the one that disrespected. And now he getting his ass motherfucking chewed out. And you wanna protect me like the little bitch ass nigga you always been. No, cause I'ma start running up on niggas when niggas friends and cousins ain't around. And then I'ma be the bad guy. Damn, bro, why you sock my cousin in the face? Why you crack my cousin in the motherfucking face when I wasn't around? Cause you bitch ass wanted to protect him. And now he ain't around. So you can get the same treatment. We can go head up. I ain't never been scared to fight a nigga. Win, lose, or draw, I'ma put my fucking hands on a nigga. And I don't want to be like that. But niggas be wanting to act like low-ass boys, and I don't understand it, man. All the shit that's going on in my city right now, you niggas want to act like low-ass boys. I was going to call you niggas something else, but that's disrespectful to gay people. I was going to call y'all niggas faggots, but that's disrespectful to gay men, because they more men than y'all niggas is. So we ain't going to use that word. I'm going to call y'all niggas low boys. You know I'm always here to give game. God is intention, motivation. There was another one on the E. I forgot that. Evolution, some shit, I don't know. But yeah, sometimes, even if you got homies or friends, they ain't got to just be niggas. If you got friends that's on some nut shit, man, cut them niggas the fuck off, because them niggas ain't going to elevate. I'm tired of having conversations with you niggas about how to elevate, and you niggas want to talk about other motherfuckers. Y'all want to talk about dumb hood shit, man. Got a lot of weirdos I was fucking with. And I had to put it like that. Like, man, these niggas is weirdos. And I tried to be cool with these niggas. But I'm going to start calling it what it is. And people don't like me when I call it what it is, because they call me an asshole. But I don't back down off my shit, because I stand on that shit. The same nigga I was last night is the same nigga I am this morning. Same nigga I am this morning. Same nigga I'm going to be later on today if I catch you niggas in the street. And like I said, I'm not a violent person. I'm not here to shoot nobody fucking community up. You know, I'm not here to disturb anybody fucking neighborhood. You niggas gonna stop playing me. It's like I told niggas, we can lock in, we can go somewhere, we can shut up, you know, close the door, do something. We can go to the park if you niggas want room, however you niggas want to handle it. But you niggas ain't gonna fucking play with me. And I stand on that. I got too much shit to go on. I got kids already. I'm gonna play with you niggas like kids. I kind of just want to shoot the fair one with these niggas. That's the point I'm at. Not because I'm upset, because they was my homies. Or I treated these niggas like homies, and I found out they bitch ass niggas. So I'd rather just rumble these niggas and never have nothing to say to your niggas again. But I guess the adult thing to do is walk away. Walk away. Don't cause no more ruckus. But I like the ruckus. Fuck it. If I ain't had children, fuck it, man. That's the only thing. Niggas be wanting to do bitch ass shit, come to your home and shit. Nah, nigga, that's meet somewhere. You can bring all of your niggas. It'll just be me popping up. Y'all niggas know how I ride. I've always rode solo my whole life. If a nigga know me, he know how I rock. I don't need no homies. I don't need no nothing. I don't need no weapon. I don't need nothing. I will shank a nigga, but that's a different story. Sometimes you gotta back a nigga up off you real quick, and my shanking skills is impeccable. Scrape that bitch into it. Anyway. But that's just to protect myself, because people be playing with my energy, man. That's what it really, I guess that's what it really boils down to. Like, people play with your energy. I've already been on some bullshit with my energy, and once I get it right, you think I'm gonna let motherfuckers come around and play with it? But it taught me a lesson in life. It taught me why I roll so low. Because I don't fuck with bitch ass niggas, man. There's a lot of bitch ass niggas out here. Niggas talk that hot shit, get kicked out their bitch crib and go live with mom and shit. Fuck out of here. Y'all niggas ain't doing nothing. I respect niggas that's taking care of their fucking kids and their family. Yeah, we like to have fun. We like to smoke and drink, get fucked up. But a lot of niggas be on some nut ass shit. Me included at times. Don't get it twisted. I've been on some nut shit plenty of times in my life. Where the fuck my watch ain't charging? I gotta check out that feature. Hold on. But yeah, we ain't with that shit over here, man. All that bitch ass energy, niggas acting like low ass boys. Actually, I can't even call these niggas low ass girls. I got more respect for little girls than these niggas. My daughter act like more of a fucking mature person than some of my friends. And that's my fault for calling you niggas friends, whether it be in general or this long. I should have been knew y'all niggas was pussy. But you know, it is what it is. That's why I rode solo, man. You gotta see what's going on in life, and you gotta move accordingly, yo. Like, I'm in the spot last night trying to get I'm in the bar last night trying to get my so-called friend some game, you know? Tell him some shit, help him out, put his mind where it's supposed to be. Niggas don't wanna listen. Niggas be on whatever time they wanna be on. I'm here telling a nigga, like, he going through shit. You arguing with all the females in your life. And I'm telling him, listen, man, every moment that you breathing, that's another chance to, you know, become better and better your life and be a better person. Don't take the negative, man. If you're feeling like you're under pressure, then fucking make love the pressure. Embrace everything that you're going through. No, man, I'm just stressing. All right, well, nigga, be stressed. Act like a little hoe about this shit. We all going through shit. You're a fucking man. Man up. Niggas want to bitch all day. This is wrong. Nah, man the fuck up. Niggas ain't got no fucking problems besides the fact that y'all low ass fucking boys. Become a fucking man. It disappointed because one of the homies, he had like a little fucking boy, as I said. The other one, he takes up for him. And I actually had respect for him until that moment. No, let that nigga get his fucking ass beat. Let me beat his ass and show him what's up. He need to get knocked the fuck out a couple times. Then a nigga know how to talk and how to respect people, yo. But I ain't with all that shit, man. I had a homie back in the day. He was talking to his girl disrespectful. And I know I was dead wrong for jumping at it. But me and him got into a fight. You're not going to sit here and talk to this woman like that. I'm not with these niggas out here doing this nut shit, bro. I'm not with it. And I know it's a danger to my life because I be on everything. I be in the car snapping. If you do some nut shit, I'm one of them niggas that's going to say something. I'm not just going to sit back and watch. If I know you personally, I'm going to say something to you. If I catch you doing some nut shit. And a lot of niggas don't be checking their homies on that shit, man. If you got a homie out here, he doing some nut shit to himself, to his family or the community, check that nigga, man. Stop being a pussy. Y'all going to rumble? What you going to do, shoot you? At least that nigga, man, fuck that. I know that's an option on the table, but I'm not going out like no sucker. I'm not going out because I'm scared to talk to another man or say what I got to say. I'm going to stand on whatever the fuck I got to say because I mean that shit. And I know it don't come from a bad place. So I know niggas going to try to call me today, squash beef. No, man, y'all niggas is pussy. And I'm going to just call it like that. It's either I tell you this, and I'm not one of them niggas. Either like to call and talk on the phone. No, man, meet me in person. Meet me in person if you got something to say. Because that either we going to rumble, I'm going to tell you that, yo, I don't respect y'all niggas and y'all niggas is pussy. Or we just leave it alone. We just walk away. We can handle this shit however men handle it. I ain't going to be threatening niggas and, oh, I'm going to run down on you. If I see you outside, I'm going to catch you. Nah, fuck all that goofy shit. You want to talk to me? Talk to me in my face like a motherfucking man. Put some respect on my shit. And if not, we can rumble or walk away. You pick what you want to do because I don't really don't give a fuck. But I'm not. The one thing I'm not going to do, just be out here acting like a little boy with niggas and shit, or some little goofy shit. It's too much going on in not only my life, but in our fucking community to be out here acting like a little boy. If you're around me, you're going to act like you motherfucking respect women. Even if you don't, you're going to act like you respect women. I go through my shit with women, yeah, but I don't be out here tripping on women or acting like a little ass boy with them and shit. So that's how I'm moving, man. That's how I gotta move. I can't fuck with these niggas. These niggas is lame. Sweetheart, if y'all out here fucking with niggas and you see the goofy tendencies, you see the little boy behaviors, man, throw these niggas to the side of the road. Homies, if y'all got niggas that you say you love and they out here on some nut shit and they not trying to wise up and listen, fuck them niggas, because they going to bring you down with them. I've been in the middle of the street with my homies when they drunk and they don't want to leave the club or they don't want to leave the block because they arguing with somebody. And I got to tell niggas, yo, you putting our lives at risk. We not in our hood right now. You in somebody else's hood beefing, yelling in the middle of the street at 2, 3 in the morning. You niggas don't make wise decisions. You niggas not about to get me smoked out here being dickheads with y'all. So I'm moving. Matter of fact, I ain't got to rumble niggas. I would love to. I just like fighting. I like being aggressive. I like combat. But I'm not going to be out here. I'm not going to be out here slipping, hanging with dickheads, hanging with little ass boys, man. Because even though these two niggas in particular I'm talking about, they not the ones shooting up the community. But they the ones that get some shit happen. They the ones that get shot up. They the ones that be talking some shit to the wrong person to get shot up. Y'all niggas is not killers. Y'all not hitters. Y'all not tough guys. I don't even know if y'all niggas can really fight. Calm all that tough shit down. Everybody want to be tough. No, I got aggression problems. I got rage problems. That's where my shit come from. I ain't tough. I ain't no gangster. I ain't no hitter. I ain't no killer. I'm a fucking father. But I'm also a man. So when T, I say I die for mine, I die for my respect. And it seems stupid, but now that I stand on it, you're not going to disrespect me because I don't disrespect nobody else. Especially in my own motherfucking vehicle or around my crib or nigga, whatever. Niggas don't want to be respectful. Fuck it, we can all get disrespectful. And I like it. I like getting down and dirty. But there's that other part of my brain that's like, why stoop to these dickheads' level? Why, you know, I don't even know if they on that level, but why stoop lower? Why come out the throne to be anything less than a god? These niggas want to be peasants and little boys. Let them be peasants and little boys. I got to focus on still being a champ, a god, a father. I'm not out here with these niggas. Like, that's why I be recognized. I be kicking it with my homies and shit. I got some thorough homies and shit. Got a homie in D.C. that's thorough. Homie in Virginia that's thorough. Got a couple homies in Philly, limited homies in Philly that's thorough. Like, maybe one or two on some real shit. But there's a lot of niggas that, for years, I was just kicking it with these niggas on some shit like, you know, I grew up around y'all niggas, so I guess we friends. And I had to come to the realization, no, y'all niggas is fucking weirdos. Y'all lives don't evolve around nothing important. And I was out here getting lost with you niggas, getting in the mix with you niggas. Now, I finally wised up and was like, why you wasting your life hanging with fucking nobodies? With nothing. It's the people that don't want to be nothing in life. They want to talk, but ain't no action behind that shit. Wasting my time, wasting my energy being around these fucking assholes when I can go manifest greatness. These niggas can't even manifest breakfast. It's a wild time out here, man. You gotta protect your energy. Protect your energy from all these fake ass niggas that be acting like what they not. Like I'm gonna say it over and over on this podcast. I ain't no tough guy. If you see me in the street and you wanna approach me like I'm a tough guy, that's on you. But I am gonna defend myself. I'm gonna defend me, my family, and my honor. And I'm gonna stand on that. That ain't never gonna fold. That always come. My family, myself, and my honor. Oh, no, we ain't playing with those. And I'm going to protect those at any cost. And I realize sometimes to protect them, you don't just have to put your hands up. Sometimes you got to put your hands down and walk away from these motherfuckers. Walk away from anybody, not just men, women, whoever. Bad energy, bad places, everything. Whatever the fuck you got to walk away from to protect yourself, man, split. Because it ain't worth splitting somebody's shit, I guess. Yeah, that's how these niggas have me feel. Like, I'm a passionate nigga. So if I ever told you I care about you, love you, nigga, once we got problems, nigga, we got to really solve this shit. And if we can't solve it through talking, what's up? But then as I get older, it's like, no, that ain't the way. No, pop. Calm yourself. Relax yourself. Let your conscience be free. Just remove yourself from the negative energy. And I can see the negative energy. And I don't know if it was the fact that I was attracted to the negative energy. That might be it. The fact that, I don't know, I'm used to being solo dolo, so it can't be like I was out here looking for friends. It's just, I thought I had a couple niggas I could trust. But now niggas show you, like I always tell y'all, when people show you who they is, believe them. When niggas show you who they is, believe them, man. And I know people be looking at me like, damn, Pop just be snapping on niggas, or he be just like going in on niggas or going in on people. No, it ain't that. I really be on some chill shit. So if I had to go in on somebody, that mean they done pushed that motherfucking button too much. And we gotta reset this motherfucker now. Cause I don't like people fucking with my energy. And if you want some nut shit around me, you fucking with my energy. And I finally got wise enough. I finally started to become mature and say, sometimes when people fucking with your energy, it's best for you to walk away than to hurt them and hurt yourself and hurt your family. That's what a man does. A man makes sure he protects his family, even if that means he has to walk away sometimes. Cause you know, in the hood, we told that the protection is aggression and nah, fuck anything up that fuck with you, bro. And I'm learning that, man, it ain't even worth it. Cause I'm a revengeful type person. I'm gonna sit back and I'm gonna think about it. Like, damn, where could I catch you at? All right, I know exactly what time I can catch you slipping. I know what time niggas drink. I know what time niggas get drunk. I know what time niggas want to go home. Like, I watch everything. Niggas be think I just be sliding and shit. No, I be watching. I watch everything. And if you ride in the car with me, you know that. Like, I be pointing shit out to people. Yo, this is this. And yo, here go this. Watch that out. You see them over there? Like, I'm always on game and shit. I try to. Because you never want to get caught slipping. And that's my worst fear, that I was going to let one of these bitch-ass niggas put me in a position to get caught slipping. And I thank God that, or I think the universe, I think whatever, you know, higher power it is, that I'm realizing it's better to not fuck with people than to get fucked over by people. And not on some, oh, I don't fuck with people shit, on some, I fuck with who I fuck with. That was a lot of fucks, I know. But yeah. So I guess this Tuesday podcast, we ain't gonna keep this shit too long. Just wanted to, you know, there's way more shit that I gotta tell y'all about. The birthday was crazy. The birthday was fucking crazy. I felt like I talked about it, but there's a lot of shit been going on. Phones and shit. I've been doing Uber with a fucking iPad, bro. With an iPad. Shit is wicked out here. But now we getting this shit right. Ain't no way I'm going in 2022 fucking with nut ass people and nut ass energy, man. I'm honing my energy. I don't give a fuck if I gotta do yoga, meditation. I'm getting my energy right. Ain't a motherfucker on this planet besides, you know, the one that birthed me and the ones that I done laid seeds to. Besides them, ain't nobody on this planet worth fucking up my energy. Shit, them too. I ain't gonna let them fuck up my energy too, but you know what I mean. Read some shit real quick, but yeah, positive energy. I know it sounds like I started the podcast on some negative energy shit, but yeah, positive energy. That's how I might name this podcast. Positive energy. So I know when you listen, you're gonna be like, what? This shit don't sound like no positive energy. But once you get to the end, once you get 23 in, you lock in with me, you're gonna realize that this podcast really was speaking about getting the negative people out your life, like I always preach. Sometimes being a bigger person and walking away, even when you want to beat a motherfucker ass, you don't want to have no conversations, really. Being a bigger person, be mature. And remember, at the end of the day, that this movie that you're living is about you. This story that you're living is about you. This soundtrack of your life you're living is about you. Don't let motherfuckers fuck with your music, all right? I'm Papito. I love y'all. I got to get to work, you know? But we be back for more. Hopefully we be back on some real positive shit. Some more just random ass topics and not just crazy shit that's going on in my life. But I got you, man. I appreciate you visiting Papitoville. Peace and blessings on your Tuesday.